Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Steithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA, two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway. Growers, have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of locally proven corn, soybean, and sorghum products and can help you match the right product with the right acre. Start off strong this season with a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options. Contact your Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend on. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattle futures today were slightly higher, 7 to 45 higher on the feeder cattle futures, 5 to 10 higher on the live cattle. Trade is anticipating today's cattle on feed report, which is 2 p.m. this afternoon. On feed as of November 1st are 99% of the previous year. Placements are estimated to be 95.7%. That's placements in the month of October. October marketing is 104.7, and that report comes out at 2 p.m. and is expected, if it is in line with the estimates, expected to possibly be a little bit bullish to the market. Midday, boxed beef prices up 98 cents on choice to 183.29, 36 cents higher on select, 167.46. That's 87 loads, and the spread is $15.83. The charts are still, we're still above the 50-day moving average, but we have not gone through the previous highs on the feeder cattle and live cattle. For instance, the 50-day moving average on the March feeders is about 117.30. We're currently 120.74. The previous high was in September was just over 125. So there's a little bit of upside. If the market does go back up there, you can still see those levels.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures across the board are higher today. We're about four higher in the corn and 10 cents off the lows in December. It got down to about $3.35. Currently, December 16 corn is $3.46, up four. Soybeans are five higher or so in the first 2 months, and then wheats, both Chicago and Kansas City, are 4 to 5 cents higher. Out next July 2017, Kansas City wheat's $4.54. That's up about 5 cents on the day. The rally here is kind of impressive given the outside pressures that are being put on it. The U.S. dollar index today is up 34. It's another new high. It's at 101.29. We're reaching levels that we have not seen in a very long time in the dollar, which anytime the dollar goes up, that tends to hamper export sales. We haven't really seen that just yet. Also, these hedge funds here, they're short wheat, about 112,000 contracts, short 23,000 contracts of corn, and continue to be long soybeans, about 125,000 contracts of beans. Exports announcements, USDA announced 165,000 metric tons of beans, again, to China. The market is having some talk about what sort of trade implications there are in the export market with some of the new deals coming out with the new presidency. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.